And now on the Rick Stacy Show,
I present
Jill Bucko with the three big things you don't need to know.
All right, so.
Oh, sorry, you probably want a number, huh?
That's okay, I'm just used to it now, I don't even expect it. I can just do it myself. Number one.
It's okay. Hang on, I gotta be here somewhere.
Number one.
There it is. We're going to get to why Gwyneth Paltrow has completely fallen off her rocker lately. I'll tell you that next. But first, I started to read this to Smokestack this morning, and he was like, lost his crap. So I was like, yes, we're doing that. Apparently, you know when you watch traditional TV and the commercial breaks are usually when you get up and you go grab your chips, do whatever. Yeah. But if you're watching Netflix or Hulu or any kind of streaming service, you can pause it. Because it doesn't have, sometimes they'll have like the ad one and the ad two, but if you're streaming, you can hit pause and go, okay, let me go get some food or go use the restroom. You come back in, you unpause, you're good to go.
Yeah.
Streaming services are now going to start slipping in ads when you pause a show.
Come on.
Yeah, I think it's going to start with Hulu. They're going to start experimenting with that right after the new year. So is AT&T, who owns DirecTV and UVerse. They're going to take about, I think they're going to do 30 to 60 second ads. They're looking for ads that catch your eye super quick. So that's why they're going to slowly kind of ease into it and see if how effective it is. Hulu says, I think you have seconds to deliver the message effectively. Can't shove it down people's throats. So they're going to try to, it's almost like how they try to brainwash you without you knowing it. And they put like subliminal messages in there. I feel like that's what they're doing.
Buy stuff.
Right. I will never forget the best ad that always stuck with me was those horrendous, and I hated it so much, but I never forgot it, and I still remember it to this day. The Old Navy commercials with the little doll. What was his name?
Oh, that creepy little thing?
Yeah.
Oh,
and I was
geez.
Like, so help me God if I have to see that stupid doll one more time on another commercial. But you know what? I never forgot that it was an Old Navy commercial.
Yeah.
You know?
But, I mean, yeah, but when you get to a certain point like that, it's like, I know that's your shtick and that's your thing, but sometimes it gets to the point where I'm like, I will go out of my way not to buy you. Yes, I know who you are and I don't like you.
See, to me, sometimes I get there, but to me, I was like, well, I'm not going to not shop at Old Navy because of the little creepy puppet. I mean, it didn't bother me that bad, but you know, it always stuck with me.
Still got good deals on denim, though.
Yeah. I'm waiting for
number two.
Number two. Okay, so Gwyneth Paltrow made a comment the other day. A lot of people do yoga. I did yoga for a while. And I guess the way I'm going to translate this story is I feel like she was offended. Gwyneth Paltrow was offended for different reasons, and I'll explain why in a second. So apparently she went into a yoga studio, right? She went to a yoga class, and I guess the girl behind the counter didn't recognize Gwyneth Paltrow, right?
Yeah.
This is where I feel like she was more offended that she wasn't recognized, so that she lashed out at the girl. And the girl was like, and this is what they ask you when you go into an exercise class. You go in and they go, hi, welcome to blah, blah, blah. Have you ever done yoga before? You know, is this your first time here? Have you ever done it? Because they want to know if you're a beginner or advanced.
Yeah.
Gwyneth Paltrow's response was, you have a job because I've done yoga before.
Whoa.
Snot face. First of all, I'm like, so people are joking going, okay, Gwyneth, you didn't make yoga popular.
Yeah, it's not like the whole world doing yoga because Gwyneth Paltrow does yoga.
Right. Oh. It's been around for a really long time. She said, and then she wanted to not defend herself, but it just sounds like she's still trying to take credit for making yoga a thing. She said, I remember when I started doing yoga and people were like, what is yoga?
Well, she maybe said, just because your friends didn't know about it doesn't mean the whole western half of the, you know,
she
planet
said,
didn't know about it.
Forgive me if this comes out wrong, but I went to do a yoga class in LA recently and the 22-year-old girl behind the counter was like, have you ever done yoga before? And I turned to my friend and I was like, you have this job because I've done yoga. Whatever, she's weird. She eats, like, grass, and she does those sucky cup things.
She has a company called Goop, all right?
I've tried to go on that website before. She's the one that said, God, how do I say this? She's the one that sells the
eggs
Yeah, the hoo-hoo eggs.
The hoo-hoo eggs.
You're supposed to put the eggs up your hoo-hoo, and then it makes it like it's 21 years old again. And people pay $45 for those.
Oh, I thought they were more expensive than that.
Oh, are they? They might be. I thought they were like $45, $50.
Either way.
I'll have to look that up in a little bit.
$45.
Hoo-hoo eggs.
Yeah, geez. Stocking stuffer idea for you people that are still Christmas shopping.
Number three.
Please don't buy me that. There's a new poll. Now, this is going to shock you, okay? This is something that nobody has ever heard of. I've never heard of it. This is crazy. There's a new poll by Jenny Craig that said that more than half of Americans expect to gain weight over the holiday season.
No.
78% of Americans expect to gain 5 or more pounds from October through January. Because think about it. You have Halloween, then Thanksgiving, then Christmas, then New Year's. So, yeah, 78% of Americans expect to gain 5 or more pounds between those months.
Really?
They said it's between the parties, the booze, the food. They all wreak havoc on our waistline. Finds more than half Americans expect to gain weight, and they don't know how long it's going to take them off. 71% of men and 53% of women saying overindulging during the holidays is going to make them fat.
Wow.
Oh, but lay off the gingerbread houses entirely, huh?
The Rick Stacy Morning Show.